Suleiman's role, you know, up until his very, as you noted, brief term as vice president, was he was the head of the general, the Egyptian General Intelligence Service. So that was actually the equivalent of Egypt's version of the CIA, but it was, you know, coming out of the military rather than, you know, the CIA here as a civilian institution. He, so part of his history was in the 1990s under the Clinton administration. I mean, he's had very close ties with Washington, and particularly with the CIA, but with other branches of the U.S. government. In the 1990s, when the Clinton administration instituted a new program called the Rendition Program, it was done very much in conjunction with Egypt. And the Rendition Program under Clinton involved arresting or kidnapping people and then returning them to their home country or to a third country, but to stand trial. And so a number of Islamists, I mean, including Egyptian Islamists who had fled Egypt and were in the Balkans, were picked up and then returned to Egypt to be tried in the late 1990s. So that was all part of under Suleiman's authority. When the Bush administration then instituted extraordinary rendition, which involved kidnapping people and either disappearing them into CIA black sites or transferring them to countries for what we can, you know, earnestly and, you know, intelligently say is torture by proxy, you know, Egypt was one of the favorite destinations, and largely because of the fact that Suleiman was quite willing to collaborate with the Bush administration, and he did so in a number of cases of people who were transferred, you know, from CIA custody into Egypt for a period of interrogation.